This half hour is presented by VIP Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning and happy Monday to you. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620 850-437-1620 is the number to call or to text. The doctors are in. Dr. Reed and Dr. Ehrman, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you guys?
Great.
Yeah, faring well.
Yes. Okay, good to hear. I know we're all in the thick of getting our kids back to school. Mm-hmm. But that still doesn't stop you from serving your patients. So has it been double load? I know you're also on double mommy duty. Are you still on double mommy duty?
No. So they finished quarantine on Thursday last week, but Friday was a teacher work day, I guess.
Oh, right.
So the daycare was still closed. So I had to take that day off, but I'm back at work today.
Back in business and ready to go and ready to see everybody. Now, they can't diagnose you over the phone. We want to remind everybody of that. But if you do have a question, or maybe you're not even completely satisfied with the answers your current physician is giving you, which I can see a lot of that in the frustration, please feel free to call or text if you have questions about their coverage, who they cover, who they don't cover, their hours, or maybe just, you know, a question about who they are. And we would love to have you guys share that a little bit more today. I feel like we don't get to hear enough about both of you. But Dr. Ehrman, it's been a few weeks since we've seen you. What you been up to?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. Built a table over the weekend in the home woodworking shop.
Fun!
Playing with the animals as usual.
That's right.
It's been awfully rainy and muddy lately, so lots of rolling in the mud.
I'm sure they don't mind rolling in the mud.
No, they don't. They love it. Me, not so much, but...
Right. And those, they're pretty much like kids.
They are.
You're taking care of them.
Yes. Spoiled, rotten kids.
Right? So you, on top of helping people and serving people as a primary care physician, you build tables. You're like Mr. IKEA, or you build it from scratch?
I build it from scratch.
Golly.
I know enough to get in trouble, but I'm learning, so...
That is so awesome. We should write that down. One more thing we know about Dr. John Ehrman. So getting back to school, getting back to the swing of things, but we can't ignore the hot topic of cases on the rise, people still, you know, just not sure of how things are going to go in the future. Are we looking at a future shutdown or what they can do to better protect themselves? And on top of like being vaccinated, what kind of lifestyle can they live to keep themselves healthy? Everything from washing hands, which we talked a ton about that last week. But also because I had mentioned the week prior, I had a superintendent on the show. And she had mentioned, like, parents, please get your children into the habit of washing their hands because we're not doing it enough. And I did have a couple people say, don't do it too much because you will weaken your immune system.
Mm, yeah. But no, it doesn't have anything to do with your immune system. Your hands, yes, they have a layer of skin, and that's your first layer of defense. So you have to keep it healthy. But part of that is decontaminating, so washing hands frequently, especially after the dirty project. So preparing before and after preparing food, before or after, and definitely after using the restroom, and then when they are visibly dirty, you need to wash your hands.
And children are so much more tactile than adults typically, mm-hmm. and boundaries are down a little bit, so they're reaching and touching everything, which makes it that much more important.
Yeah, exactly. But adults too, we don't want to like get into that habit of, we'll wash them later or whatever it is. I don't know what's tickling my face, and I just keep touching my face to see if it's a hair. I don't know if it's a fuzzy that's tickling my face, but then it's like, oh man, did I wash my hands enough before?
Well, I know that when I drop my girls off at their daycare, part of the drop-off routine is a hand wash or hand sanitizer as they go into their classroom. And I think that's really important,
Absolutely.
Decreasing germs on the way in. And then, of course, like I said, before and after food handling, and then definitely after using the restroom.
Every time you go through a doorway, it's probably not a bad idea to at least use hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm.
You know what I want to see more of? Okay. Mm-hmm. I've seen one in at all the stores, and we all went and spent all of our money on back to school supplies. Thank you so much.
Small fortunes.
But it's okay. The teachers do so much. I'm okay. I feel like they need to get paid $1 million a year. So I was in a store, and like they had those hair blow dryer things, and I didn't have any tissues or like sanitizing wipes in my hand to open up the doorknob. Mm. So there's no paper towels to grab the doorknob on the way out, which I am very particular about that. They had a foot grabber thingy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you like put your heel in and mm-hmm. you pull it out. Everybody should have one of those.
I know. It's amazing. I've seen them a few places around here. Definitely the big department stores like Target. They'll have them.
We need them everywhere. Right. Just do it.
That sounds great.
I'm telling you, if we want to fight COVID, go out and get yourself. I don't even care. You can just nail like something in there and hook it out. Just saying. Anyway, so we have a lot of COVID cases. We just heard Mark reporting on that. Are you seeing any of your patients contracting COVID right now, or is it just like, you know, what is the average individual that is getting COVID?
I would say there's no average individual. Anyone can get it. And then in terms of your underlying medical conditions, it can be deadly. So definitely do the right thing, do what's best for your health. And a good majority of cases, that's vaccination. Absolutely. Like there's very few reasons not to get the vaccine.
Yeah, that's another thing too. You know, if you have any questions about getting vaccinated, you know, there are lots of folks that are hesitant about it or just outright against it. Make sure that you have the right information. You know, give us a call, give your doctor a call, go to the CDC website, but make sure it's a reputable source. Don't mm-hmm. go to some of the sources that are online that are less than reputable. I won't name any names, but mm-hmm. there are good sources out there, so make sure you're doing that.
Yeah, make sure that you're getting your information from a medical provider professional. Okay, so what I mean by that is a doctor, a nurse practitioner, or PA. Okay, so getting your information from a radiology technician, probably not the best. You know, Absolutely. Yes, they are healthcare workers, but they don't have the level of training and expertise in those areas.
Right. Okay, excellent. And if you have any questions, 850-437-1620. Moving along, it's about 9:12. What else are we going to talk about today?
Well, I had a pretty good win. I'll talk about
a success story
with a patient. Gentleman that he's got chronic pain, and he's got some mobility issues, and we have struggled to get him into the clinic and get him what he needs. And recently changed insurances, and because of that insurance change, there are some in-clinic visits that are, or at least face-to-face visits that are required for some of the things that he needs, and one of those is an electric scooter. And so we're in this vicious cycle. He can't get the electric scooter unless he comes in to see us, and he can't really come in to see us mm-hmm. because of, you know, because he doesn't have a scooter. He's got a walker that he uses at home because it's easier than a wheelchair for him. So I did a home visit. Went to his house, helped out with that, got the face-to-face visit, got his chair ordered, and then just in heading out to his house, you know, and made sure we assessed for all of his other needs too. So we got everything set up in his kitchen, in the bedroom, in the bathroom, just so that he can take care of himself because he has so many needs. So that was great. So we do home visits every now and then when we need to. It's not a regular thing. It's just hard, and it takes so much time. It may take away from other patients, mm-hmm. but we do them when we have the time. So yeah. It was fun. We like it.
And then I had a patient who was quarantining at home, possible COVID exposure, but she was getting sick. She wasn't in respiratory distress, but we've examining her with the Zoom calls because we can do those now. I was like, you should probably go ahead and get started on an antibiotic and a steroid. So we actually went to her pharmacy, picked up her prescription, dropped it off at her house.
Wow.
Awesome. Yeah.
Like you guys yourselves went and did that.
Yeah, we didn't call anybody. We just did it ourselves.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
we have great teams. You think about that, like when people are trying to stay home and not spread germs, right? Mm-hmm. And have that contact to contact. And that's not just with COVID. You're talking with the flu, with a cold, with mm-hmm. any kind of virus or infection. You wonder, like, what are people going to do if they can't leave and they don't have anybody to go do that mm-hmm. for them?
That's a lot of our patients, honestly. Yeah. We spend a lot of time working with home health, working with pharmacies and mail order and delivery, just to make sure the patients, and meal delivery services mm-hmm. too. I mean, you know, on call, I had a patient over in Eastern Florida who told me she really didn't have enough food to get through the weekend, so we coordinated all the way from over here, because we cover the state when we're on call for our services, mm-hmm. To make sure that she had food over there. And some of the other physicians in VIP care over there picked up the ball and helped out and made sure she got her food. Mm-hmm. So, but we see that a lot. So, you know, if you have neighbors that you're worried about, or, you know, and when we have patients we're worried about, now's the time to make sure that everybody's okay. You know, that doesn't necessarily mean go over there and risk infection, but at least give them a call or do what you can do, or make sure that you at least practice appropriate social distancing, but make sure you're looking out for each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what? I think, so I've mentioned this before on the Pensacola Expert Panel, and if you're just tuning in, we have the doctors from VIP Care here. I see some questions coming in, 850-437-1620. I'm going to get to them in just a moment. But be a good neighbor, right? Mm-hmm. You know, State Farm doesn't have to do all the work. I'm just kidding. But be a good neighbor. Look out for them. I met, you know, we've been living in our new home. In our last home, we were there for 7 years, knew everybody. It was so great. It was mm-hmm. like family. I cried when I left, right? And so in our new area, you're slowly getting to know people. Like, do you want to be my friend? Do you not? Do you want me to talk to you? And for the most part, people want to know their neighbors. Get to know, you know, each other. Establish that relationship and safety, because who else is going to take care of your elderly neighbor that lives alone and doesn't have family that lives nearby? And also, family members, if you have somebody like that who lives far, check in on them, because mm-hmm. that's really important too. But I love that you do that, and I feel like that's a gap in our system that needs to be filled more and more. And I hope that other people take a page out of the VIP care handbook and start practicing better neighborly friendship and friendliness. So that's my two cents. 850-437-1620. Here's a question. I will leave it up to one of you to answer. What is your opinion on getting the COVID vaccine while pregnant? I'm 25 weeks pregnant and healthy, and I don't have any risk factors. Okay. Dr.
So I'll take that one. Yeah. So family medicine is one of those great specialties where we do get training in obstetrics and gynecology. So up until about 2-3 years ago, I was delivering babies and taking care of OB in the clinic. And my recommendation is get it. It is just as important as getting the flu shot. And if you can get it before the baby comes, that's best, because what you're creating immunity-wise, your antibodies are passed on to the baby. Yeah, so kind of coincide it with, I say there's no right time to get it, but try to do it before 36 weeks, because that allows your body to seroconvert, make those antibodies, pass it passively to the baby, the infant, before it's born.
Oh, okay. Mm. Very good. I hope that helps you in your decision making. And again, 850-437-1620. This is a very popular question that we get every week, and I appreciate people asking, because it gives us an opportunity to talk about it. What insurance do y'all accept?
So we take Medicare Advantage plans here in the state of Florida. And that typically means folks that are over the age of 65. There are some folks that are on disability that will qualify for Medicare Advantage plans, but the vast majority of our patients are over the age of 65. So if you have a mother, a father, grandmother, grandfather, aunt, a family member that needs health care or you're worried about, give us a call. Phone number is 850-517-4646.
Okay, very good. So we have covered a little bit on COVID, hand washing, proper hygiene. Also, we've talked about just talking to your doctor, getting the proper advice for getting the vaccine. And we talked about your wins this week, which is awesome. And speaking of chronic pain, I think that sometimes people in chronic pain can feel a little bit ostracized and alone, and they can start to feel like they're going crazy, because people don't see them suffering from the outside. They just, you know, are like, oh, you're fine, you look fine, mm-hmm. so you must be fine. And we've discussed this before. So what are some common, like, you know, illnesses that trigger chronic pain? I know we've talked about fibromyalgia and how you have helped patients with fibromyalgia, but there might be somebody who's 65 and they've been healthy their whole life, and they're listening, and all of a sudden they're like, ooh, I'm starting to feel this way, and I think I'm forming arthritis or carpal tunnel or whatever it is, and they just automatically are like, oh, I should just go on medications. Do you guys have other options and avenues for them to take that so they don't have to go immediately on a medication?
Well, there are lots of things we can do. Dr. Reed does acupuncture or auriculotherapy. I'll let her chat a little bit about that.
Yeah, so when you're talking about auricular therapy, it's a specialized form of acupuncture where they're semi-permanent needles. They go and stay in, fall out after about 3 to 5 days. And I only use points on the ear, but it doesn't matter what ails you. I do have a protocol for it. Chronic pain is definitely the one that I use most often, but also migraines, smoking cessation, weight loss, depression, anxiety, chronic nausea. Like I said, I have a protocol for all of that. And when you're talking about like chronic pain and treating it, there are definitely different modalities. And one that I recommend is physical activity. That's one of the best things that you can do, especially for like low back pain, which is a common complaint that I have for my patients. So studies have shown that even just walking, like moderate walking, is good for that low back, because it's a joint, and you know, motion is lotion when you're talking about the joints.
Yep. Oh, you got it. That's a good way to put it. Mm. Motion is lotion.
That's why physical therapy is so good for folks. That should be, you should have to look for a reason not to send someone to physical therapy. Everybody can benefit from physical therapy. And there are good home exercise programs. You can find all of that right online too, but it's hard to substitute for a little bit of oversight from a physical therapist, especially a DPT or doctor in physical therapy.
Yeah, the worst thing that you can do when you have chronic pain is to sit and do nothing, because you rest up like Tin Man. Like, it just makes it worse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so note to everybody, my eyes are bugging out, and I never really thought about that, because everybody will tell you, oh, go home and rest, go home and rest, go home and rest, put your feet up, just rest, just rest. And I will say, on those weeks where I take time to rest, or I've run out of time to get a good walk in, get a good run in, or a good 30-minute weightlifting session, man, I will tell you, I feel worse. And physical therapy is good for everybody of any age. I go every other week. So I second that, and I thank you for reminding people of that. It doesn't mean that you're broken. It just means that somebody is guiding you through everything in your body that's trying to move properly.
Mm-hmm. So when you're in pain, what happens is your body tries to compensate, and so it'll move a different way, but not necessarily the best. So that's where the physical therapist comes into comes in handy, because they're able to assess how you're moving and get you moving in the right way. Because if you move in the incorrect way, it makes things worse over time.
And I can recommend some other modalities for treating pain. There are TENS units, electrical devices, alpha stim. There's dry needling. There are all kinds of other methods. And, you know, I won't get into medical marijuana, but there's even that. You know, there are lots and lots of ways that don't require non-steroidal anti-inflammatories or opioids. If you have any questions about that, give us a call. We can guide you in the right direction.
Yeah, so when you're talking about a lot of these chronic medical conditions, and pain falls into that, it's a multimodal approach to treatment. So it's not just one thing and you're done. Most likely it's multiple avenues of treatment. And like we were saying, for chronic pain, it's the exercise. It can be one of the complementary and alternative medicine therapies that we were discussing. It could even be like supplements like turmeric and curcumin. Actually, it's been shown in some studies to be beneficial. So
that's amazing.
Lavender, I believe, is a topical anesthetic too, as well as an anti-anxiety.
Yeah, and then the menthol too. Mm. Yeah, so like Biofreeze, that's one of the active ingredients in Biofreeze. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I love that stuff. Yes. This stuff is so nice.
It works. it works.
Like, you played sports in the past, right?
Oh, yeah. So softball, and I was a runner at one point. I don't look it right now, but I did run a marathon.
Stop. But like, I don't know. When I played soccer for like 7 years, we just rub the Bengay and Asper cream
and
all the time.
Tiger Balm, that's a good
all
one too.
Yes. And it was like, oh, I feel like I could go run another 40 miles. Like, but really, that didn't fix a lot of things. We would also have to go to physical therapy. And sometimes, you know, just somebody, I can't even think of the word, it just fell out of my brain. But the bone doctor. Can you help me, please?
Orthopedic.
Yeah, there you go. So to make sure, because when you're running that much and you put that much stress, mm-hmm. and a lot of people who are getting older too, and I've talked to friends of mine who are in their mid to late 60s who were athletes their whole life, so they're like super healthy and everything, you know, mm-hmm. but they've put a lot of strain on their body.
So there's balance there, right? So yes, working out hard is a part of a lot of athletes' agenda, but you also have to balance it out with stretching. If you are not limber, if you are not stretched out, you're going to predispose yourself to injury.
Range of motion is mm-hmm. so important as we get older. Things don't work as well. Connective tissue is not as pliable as it used to mm-hmm. be. And that applies not just to ligaments and tendons, but also cartilage, which tends to go away after a while, and synovial fluid, so joint fluid. All of that tends to go away, mm-hmm. or at least yeah. reduce, you know, our ability to produce that.
Yeah, so when my patients come in and they're saying, hey, I haven't exercised in umpteen years, like, what should I focus on? Well, strength and flexibility. Yeah.
And the one thing a lot of people don't understand, or a good way to illustrate this, is joint surfaces. You take a smooth piece of paper that hasn't been wrinkled, and that's somebody in their 20s. Now crumple it up and try and spread it back out flat, and that's probably somebody's knee in their 60s. Mm-hmm. So it's a good way to think about things.
And, yeah, so it's wear and tear, but mm-hmm. you know, it's cumulative damage over time, and that's what hurts.
Yeah, definitely. So I have a question here. Do you have a physical therapist on staff?
No, unfortunately, no. But a lot of our doctors have training in musculoskeletal complaints. So I have in my office resistance bands, braces, handouts for physical therapy exercises that people can do at home. And
trigger point injections, yeah. We do those,
yeah,
in the office
too.
That was another modality I forgot about. But we also have good relationships with the physical therapists in the community.
Right.
First name basis. They have my cell number, some of the offices. So we work well with them. If it's something we can't do, then we'll refer to them. But most sports medicine docs, mm-hmm. Usually that's a family medicine doc that goes through a fellowship. So mm-hmm. yeah, we do get some training there.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Now, you just mentioned something a moment ago,
trigger point injections.
Point injections. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a little less than 3 minutes left, but what is that?
So, you know, basically, you're taking a small needle and you're finding the most tender spot in the muscle, and you're nice. Injecting a little bit of shortened and long-acting anesthetic into that. Some folks use a little bit of steroid. It just mm-hmm. depends on what's going on and how many of those you have. But that's a very safe, procedure that is reproducible. You know, we can repeat that multiple times. Heck, you can do it about, you know, every 2 weeks or mm-hmm. so if needed. So, but that's a good way, you know, and again, similar to dry needling, a lot of times it may not even be the lidocaine that we're injecting, but usually it is. Mm-hmm. But it's just the act of inserting the needle into that trigger point or that spasmed muscle, and you can get that to break too. Mm-hmm. So
I usually refer to trigger point injections as acupuncture plus, because for me, I do use that numbing medication plus the steroid.
It's literally
acupuncture
on steroids.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, another question. Of course, this is a good one as we get closer to wrapping up. Can I have the number for VIP care?
Oh, my goodness. 850-517-4646. Even if we're not a right fit for you, give us a call. We can point you in the right direction. We have answers to a lot of things, and we're happy to share those. Mm-hmm.
I think that's like probably a really, really good advice too. Just give a call to see if it's the right fit. See if you qualify for Medicare Advantage. And there's also individuals that can be seen on disability as well, mm-hmm. correct? Mm-hmm. So you don't just count yourself out yet. Make sure that you go. You can go to their website, and it's vipcare.com, right?
Get
VIP care. Get vipcare.com. Give them a call, 850-517-4646.
Just don't look at the pictures. Just kidding. I don't like my picture on there. Anyway.
Oh, that's okay.
He actually has
like
a very nice
pictures.
Picture.
Oh, see? It's usually, I don't like any pictures of myself. Like, don't
see,
show me. I don't want to look at it. Yeah. We're harder on ourselves. It's okay. Yeah. But you're nice to your patients. So that's
yes.
what matters, Dr. John Ehrman. Okay, so let me make sure I see this last question real quick as we wrap up. We have about 30 seconds. How long after a cold system can one get a COVID shot?
As soon as you're asymptomatic, get it.
Yep. Okay. Okay, very good. Yes, so somebody was saying, they texted and said, I got a negative test result on Friday, but my cough is still lingering. So it should be in the next few days, possibly.
So we usually say patients need to be, people need to be asymptomatic 10 days before they kind of go in and brave that.
Very good. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Ehrman. Thank you, Dr. Reed. A pleasure as always.
Great to be back.
Yeah. Huh?
I'll see you guys next week. Hey, don't go anywhere. We've got more for you. Malcolm Ballinger will be in to discuss the latest issue of Pensacola Magazine. But first, Mark, what's coming up in the news?
We're expecting new COVID hospitalization numbers from the big three this morning. Details coming up after Fox.